Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Miguel de Cervantes. Okay, Miguel de Cervantes. Now, Miguel de Cervantes was a Spanish novelist as well as a playwright and poet. And he's particularly famous for the novel Don Quixote. Okay, Don Quixote. And what is the spelling of Quixote? Quixote. Okay, Don Quixote. This came out in two parts. The first part was published in 1605 and the second part was published in 1615. Okay. Keep in mind that this is perhaps the most famous work in Spanish literature. And many writers in English literature or British literature have also been inspired by this model, which is essentially a kind of parody. Okay. Don Quixote, this novel, is a parody. So the first important thing that you should do is know about the broad storyline of this novel and the name of the characters of this novel. Okay. Because from an exam point of view, they can ask you this. Now, the name of the protagonist is, as the title indicates, Don Quixote. Okay? Afterwards, Don Quixote along with his squire or let's say friend or a kind of sidekick, they live in a village called La Mansa. Okay? La Mansa. This is in Spain. Okay? That is why we have Spanish names. And the name of the squire is Sancho Panza. Okay? S-A-N-C-H-O. Sancho Panza. P-A-N-Z-A. Panza. And they also have an old horse. Okay? And the name of the horse is Rocinante. Okay, R-O-C-I-N-A-N-T-E, Rocinante. Now keep in mind that Don Quixote himself is a very old person, very aged person. So what happens is that he reads a lot of novels, especially novels related to romance, adventure. And he just thinks that all of this that he has read about chivalry, romance, adventure, all of this is true. And he too can become a knight. Okay? So he sets off on a journey of adventure. But as we all know that real life is very different. Real life is not that adventurous, not that idealistic. Okay, so later on, by the end of the novel, Don Quixote finds this out. Okay, and finally, by the end of the novel, Don Quixote falls ill. Okay, he becomes sick. He renounces chivalry also. And he comes to realize how foolish he was to think that these novels are actually true about adventure. Okay. So this is the broad storyline. Okay? Now with respect to this novel, one more fact you should know is that many critics, many scholars have also called this novel the first modern novel. Okay? The first modern novel. But keep in mind that this novel, Don Quixote, is a parody of chivalric romances. Okay? It is a parody. Now one more fact you should keep in mind is that it is from this novel that the word quixotic has come in the English language. Okay? Quixotic. Q-U-I-X-O-T-I-C. Quixotic. And quixotic just means somebody who is very, very idealistic. Idealistic to the point of becoming impractical. Okay? Idealistic hai, but in a very, very impractical way. Okay? Now, after that, let me tell you one important fact, which may be important from an exam point of view. Now, since we are more concerned about English literature or British literature, there is a very famous work by Henry Fielding, okay? The novel called Joseph Andrews. Okay? Joseph Andrews. The full title of that novel is Adventures of Joseph Andrews and His Friend Abraham Adams. Okay? Or just subtitle hai is novel ki. It is written in imitation of the manner of Cervantes, author of Don Quixote. Okay? Written in imitation of the manner of Cervantes, matlab Miguel de Cervantes, author of Don Quixote. So, this book that we are discussing, Don Quixote, has actually inspired many works in English literature. And one such is Joseph Andrews. Okay?